Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Oh my God, hi, it's celebrity gossip enthusiast. So good to see you all. I'm Us Weekly's entertainment director, Travis Cronin, and you're tuned in to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, the show where we break down all of the hottest celebrity gossip stories of the week, the fun, the freaky, the just plain weird, because they're like us, but they have more money and access. So it gets a little weird. Well, I couldn't do this by myself, and my friend in real life and co-host, a lot of things on a lot of different days. It's Miss Gwen Flamberg.
Well, hi, guys. Trav, it's so nice to be chatting with you.
It really is. It just does feel like a fun chat between girlfriends and gay friends catching up. Well, we have so many hot hookup stories. A little teaser for what's going on. There's a lot of people in Hollywood just getting it. It is pre-cuffing season, as they say. So celebrity couples are linking up and, you know, maybe doing the nasty, maybe not. We're going to tell you. But before, of course, we get into all of that salacious hotness, let's go to our woes of the week. These are the stories that made our co-hosts clutch their proverbial pearls. Gwen Flamberg, what story made you go woe this week?
Well, Trav, you know, I don't know if you know this, that I secretly love the fourth hour of the Today Show. I love Hoda and Jenna together. Like, who would have ever thought that I would be a super fan of Jenna Bush Hager's? But I am. I truly am. She's always in on the joke. She's hilarious. She also is like super warm. And I totally feel like there's probably a pie baking in her house, you know? Like, I think that's actually really her, even though she admitted on the November 16th episode of the Today Show that she doesn't wear underwear. Do you believe it, Trav? Would you ever think that she was edgy?
I mean, remember back in the day, she would have full coverage panties.
Like big old granny panties?
Not granny panties. Not granny panties, but full coverage.
Yeah, like actual real panties. I mean, like, remember in the early aughts when it was like widely known, because it was actually snapped by paparazzi, that like Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, none of them wore panties. They would wear these micro mini dresses and they'd be getting out of cars and you could, you know, full Basic Instinct in the photos. Now, those gals, you would expect this behavior of, but not Jenna Bush. But, you know, Hoda Kotb was shocked when Jenna said that she never wears underwear. She said, "I was a little surprised because Jenna and I know a lot about each other." She said, "I just had a little shock with it." I mean, which is, you know, because I'm sure that Hoda believes that Jenna's, you know, wholesome, like we thought. But, you know, the Oklahoma native who has headlined the famed morning show since 2007, which, like, I can't believe that she has been on the show since 2007. She explained that the twosome had to change in a shared dressing room earlier that day. So Hoda and Jenna were changing together. And as Jenna adjusted her outfit, Kotb noticed that her TV BFF wasn't wearing any undergarments. Now, Jenna explained that she doesn't like to wear underwear because she thinks that it makes for a better silhouette under her outfits. But she also quipped that she bets that, like, her mom, you know, Laura Bush, who does seem rather puritanical. I don't think there's any debate there. I'm sure this is her most proud moment to know that her daughter doesn't wear any underwear. Anyway, it shocked me. And if you guys want to read all about it, you know what to do. Go to usmagazine.com/stylish, where we have all of the breaking beauty and style news of the week.
I am absolutely shocked, especially because Jenna Bush Hager not wearing underwear. I mean, that headline just writes itself. I mean, the Bush is there. I get that you're not, that you want no panty lines on TV. And I respect that. I think it's great. But aren't all of these clothes also, you know, rented and gifted back? I'm sure they dry clean them, but she's just, you know, raw dogging up in all of these borrowed clothes. And I just will never look at the fourth hour the same way. So thank you for that, Gwen.
Hilarious.
Well, my woe of the week, I just had to take a second to talk about the man single-handedly trying to repopulate the earth and who pushed the human population to 8 billion people that happened yesterday. It's Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon just welcomed his 11th child, and there is a 12th child on the way. There are 6 different women involved with this. Of course, the first, the original, Mariah Carey, Dem Babies, as they were called, but now they are called Dem Kids. And to add to my woe of the week, to give it a little A after the Roman numeral, Mariah Carey lost her trademark battle for the Queen of Christmas. There was a woman from China who's created like over 35 Christmas albums, and she sued Mariah Carey saying she could not trademark the Queen of Christmas because there's other people in the world who could get down with a lot with Christmas. And I don't know, I think it's great that everybody can participate, but I sort of wanted Mariah to get that title.
I agree with you. I just like cannot believe that he just keeps having these kids. I mean, he's just very, very effusive with that sperm. I mean, God bless him.
That he's throwing that sperm everywhere. And he really, it feels like, do you remember that doctor who was doing IVF and surrogacy for people, and he used all of his own sperm and he had like 100+ kids or whatever, because he thought that he was so smart to repopulate the earth? Nick Cannon is very much giving that energy, that he is the one and that all of his seed is gonna change the earth.
I mean, I don't know that he thinks that far in advance, but I appreciate your thought.
I just think he thinks that he's special and needs to procreate more than anyone else. But I don't know. It's just weird. Stop having kids. And Melissa Joan Hart even tweeted like "March safe from not getting pregnant by Nick Cannon" on Twitter, which I thought was so funny. So hilarious. I mean, at least you're going to have a laugh about it. Well, let us dive into some of the news. Now, Us Weekly was first to report this. Love to say when we do that. But it's also, sure, we also guessed this on the program. It was probably our resident psychic, baby woman, Sarah Heron, who's, I don't know, taking a mental drinking day while she's on Florida. That's why she's not here today. Exactly. At least that's what I'm gathering from her Be Real. Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski are a couple. Now, if you read Us Weekly, we reported this like a month ago, that they were set up, a source tells us, by mutual friends and started talking on Instagram. And now they were first, the first photos have come out yesterday of him arriving at her New York City apartment to pick her up in his SUV. She came outside, the paps warmed, then she ran back inside, and then she got a car to his apartment, and then they left together. It was like the least smooth trying to avoid the paparazzi I've ever seen in my life. But one fun thing that Emily Ratajkowski did today, she liked a viral tweet from Dionne Warwick, who tweeted, "I will be dating Pete Davidson next," which I thought was so funny. Shortly after the news broke, their wedding, and Gwen, least surprising celebrity story of the week or not, how do you feel about this hot new hookup?
Yeah, I feel like it's not surprising to me. I just, what is still a bit of a mystery is like, really, what does Pete Davidson have? Like, this is like
a 9-inch penis.
It's comic. It's comical. Like, I don't know. I just really, I want some details that we just don't have yet. And I mean, Emily Ratajkowski was reportedly seeing Brad Pitt, and now she, you know, is hanging out with Pete Davidson for real. Like she, we had reporting that she was seeing Pete Davidson before we had the reporting that she was, quote, hanging out with Brad Pitt. So I'm just framing this as like, Pete Davidson does something better than Brad Pitt. Maybe a lot of things. We don't know, but I would like to know.
I think I'm it's the David Spade effect. Do you remember in the 90s when David Spade was with Jennifer Aniston and all of these hot women? And he's not conventionally attractive. He's not tall. He's wasn't really, you know, the leading man in terms of who you think hot women in Hollywood should date. But he was really funny and real. And I think in a town like Hollywood, someone who can make you laugh, doesn't take themselves too seriously. I mean, panty dropper signed all of the hottest women in Hollywood up for it. And I think that's really what Pete's got here.
I think it's part of it. It's got to be a little more. Also, you know, he's just become like that quintessential. He's the guy who you date when you're.
He's a rite of passage.
He's kind of like, you know, rebound tour, first stop. But, you know, I got to tell you, I was walking in Tribeca the other day and I did see Sebastian McCloud. What's his name? The ex-husband.
The cheater. And
he did not look attractive. He did not look attractive chopping on a burger or something like that in the outdoor section of Odeon. He lost, you know. Loser, cheat on a hot woman, you lose, you can't even eat a burger, right?
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, and sources told us that he was DMing girls and cheating on her for over a year. So very much screw Sebastian McCloud, Bear McCloud. And Gwen just called you ugly. Read him on the streets. I love to hear it. Well, it's funny, Gwen, that you were just talking about Brad Pitt and his love life as he was dating Emily Ratajkowski, because there are so many women in Brad's life. When it's raining, it is pouring right now. He was just hanging out with Inés de Ramón, who you may remember that name because she was just went through a celebrity divorce. From Paul Weasley of The Vampire Diaries, of having that great jaw, whatever you know him from. And they were at a Bono concert in LA on Sunday, according to photos that we obtained. After arriving together, and they met up with Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber and Sean Penn, they held hands on their way inside the venue. Now, while a source close to Brad is telling us they are just friends, People Magazine has been reported yesterday that they have been dating for a couple months. Now, this is sort of a little weird because...
Awkward.
Because Inés de Ramón 2 months ago announced her separation from her 3-year marriage to Paul Weasley. The two of them had started dating in 2018 and just announced it and married in a very quiet ceremony. But Inés is not just a pretty face. She, you know, sounds like sort of a good match for Brad. She's got it going on. She speaks three languages. She's a certified nutritionist and she works in the jewelry business. She currently works as the vice president of Anita Co. Jewelry and has been at the company for 3 years, according to her LinkedIn page, which I checked out. Now, a lot of people, when sources close to the celebrities say that they're just friends and not really dating, it means it's in the early phases and, you know, they don't want to freak them out. So, I don't know. Have you looked at these pictures? What do you think about this new lady for Brad?
She looks really beautiful. I like that she's not an actress. I like that she like has not a model actual job. Yeah. And, you know, as we know, and we talk about on this podcast all the time, who knows who's really inside a relationship and when it ended. Mm-hmm. So while her, you know, marriage may have did with Paul, I believe it's Wesley, not Weasley.
Oh, Wesley.
But, you know, not your of pronunciation the of names, Emily Ratajkowski, is not why we love you, Travis. We love you for all of the other things.
I've never built myself as a linguist.
I don't know. I'm into it. Like, what I really like is that it seems to me like Brad Pitt is not feeling like he needs to shack up with someone right away. It doesn't seem like he feels the need to get remarried anytime soon. He's just playing the field and having some fun. And again, as we've talked about a lot on this podcast, hot people bonking in Hollywood, have at it. As you say, cuffing season, do your thing, date, have fun. Everything doesn't have to be super serious. We shall see.
Vamos a ver, as they say. He now, I'm really getting like Olivia Wilde, Harry Styles vibes from Jason Sudeikis, because if I was Paul Wesley, not of the Weasleys of Harry Potter fame, apparently. if
does not have red hair.
He does not have red hair. If I was Paul Wesley, I would be super pissed and super insecure that my now soon to be ex-wife was going out with Brad Pitt and like hanging out with Cindy Crawford and Brandi Gerber and Sean Pitt, because he definitely cannot give her those things.
I don't know. I kind of feel the opposite. Like, I think that when your ex starts dating someone who's like hot or notable or something, it kind of gives me a little bit of solace. Like, oh, at least they're not like with someone, you know, like, okay, I can see it, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. You like, you measure
more
yourself up to them and feel better about yourself if they're dating somebody like hot as well.
Exactly.
All right. Well then good for you, Paul Wesley. Well, let us move on. Because Jay Leno, I don't know if you heard about this story today. He literally, I don't mean this to sound insensitive, but he went up in flames this past week in his garage. He was working on his cars, which, of course, Jay Leno has one of the most impressive car collections in Hollywood. He loves working on them. He is very dedicated. He, carburetor, you know, I'm not going to get this right. Well, actually hasn't been released what caught on fire, but he was doing some car things and a fire happened. It burned his chest, his face, his hair. He has had one surgery now and skin grafts on his face and neck because of it. They say he just came out of surgery earlier today and he's doing better. But I mean, a full surgery and skin grafts over the face and neck, this is not, you know, the peel that Gwen gets. You know, this is like really bad. But it's his rep said that he is in good spirits and healing well, but still terrifying incident.
Absolutely terrifying. I have always found Jay Leno's fascination with cars and classic cars to be a really super interesting hobby. Just wishing him the best for a speedy recovery. Burns are no joke. Yeah. Skin grafting is known to be incredibly painful. So I just wish him a speedy recovery.
Me too. Well, this wasn't the only like gory news in Hollywood this week. This one's just sort of wild and nobody got hurt, so it was good. It's about Denise Richards and her husband, Aaron Phipers, who said he can cure cancer through this holistic machine that he has. Just side note.
Strange sidebar. Yeah.
Very, very strange sidebar. So Aaron was driving Denise to a film studio in LA on Monday, but was having trouble finding the location. So he caused the male driver behind him to become frustrated. Aaron let the driver, who was reportedly screaming at the couple, pass them. But as the driver did, he shot the back of Aaron's truck. The man only hit the vehicle on the driver's side in the back of it, and neither Denise nor Aaron were harmed. Denise Richards was crying hysterically after and felt unnerved, according to the police report, but she powered through for 12 hours of filming for, ironically, Angels Fallen, Warriors of Peace. I mean,
crazy. So many issues here. Like, first of all, if this isn't, you know, an advertisement for gun control in this country, like, enough with the guns. And then road rage, ridiculous. Like, everybody just simmer down. Just simmer down.
Let's all just take some time and not shoot each other because of road rage. But honestly, especially when I'm in like LA or Southern California, I'm nice to stranger cars just because I feel like this kind of thing could happen. Because again, 80% of Americans have guns access available to them. And there's a lot of crazies out there. And LA driving just will drive you to shoot somebody to begin with. So I honestly sort of get it. Well, that is all of the time that we have today. Thank you so much to Gwen, not Sarah Huron, for helping me spell this piping hot
baby celebrity. Woman, come on back. Come on back,
baby woman. Take your first steps. Get out of that crawl, you baby woman. You have grown. Well, and to help us fill this piping hot celebrity, again, this is Travis Cronin, Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, with your weekly peek into the glamour, glitter, fashion, of your favorite celebrities. Because after all, Gwen, you know what they are.
Oh, Travis, they are
just like us. That is right. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back next week.